Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you've got to turn off all the lights this Halloween because you've eaten the trick-or-treat sweets yourself, then this is the podcast you need. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Do you open the door to trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, I remember last year we bought loads and loads in, but we didn't have a single person knock at the door.
I was lucky.
Oh, a nightmare.
I know.
How horrible.
So, but I remember I was very, very pregnant last year, so I was just fed up anyway. So I don't think I ate much. But yeah, definitely going to get on it this year, 100%. Yeah.
Well, our living room in the new house is at the back.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think they'll be able to see if we're in or not.
Look clever.
I mean, obviously not my choice. I would love to be out there giving chocolate away to children. Listen, these fun size podcasts are here every Tuesday to bring you stories from the world of dieting and food. And we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. So we'll get a voice note from Sam later. First, let's get our first story.
Okay, we have got another real life dilemma to solve because we're just so good at these now.
Aren't we? Look, our own life's perfect.
Okay, so picture the scene. Okay. A man and a woman are in a relationship. The woman does the cooking or they order a takeaway. The man cannot cook.
Okay.
So she's the cook in the relationship.
Pretty familiar with this scenario.
I think a lot of people will relate to this, yes. Myself included. So it's a girlfriend's birthday and she suggests going to her favourite restaurant. Okay.
Good suggestion.
What's the problem? Yeah, exactly. But the boyfriend insists on cooking a meal.
Wow.
I mean, you'd think that was nice.
Yeah.
But he doesn't cook usually.
Okay.
Okay. So the meal turns out badly.
Okay.
He makes a pasta dish and a chocolate dessert.
It sounds like you can't fuck it up, let me tell you.
I mean, pasta's one of the easiest things to make.
Yeah.
It's a lot of factors to think about. He's probably got a lot on his mind as well.
My boyfriend would overcook pasta, that's for sure.
Unless he actually was making the pasta from scratch, then sure. I'd give him a bit more credit.
Okay.
So she thanks him for the effort, but she refuses to try the dish. So she doesn't even try it. I do think that's a little bit rude.
Yes, it is.
And then orders a takeaway.
Oh, my God.
So he's gone to all this effort of making her dinner and she orders a takeaway. He's upset that she didn't at least try the food.
Yeah, I'm upset.
So who's in the wrong?
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because it's her birthday, so she wants it to be nice.
Yep.
But if my boyfriend said to me he was cooking,
Would you faint first?
First, absolutely. I made him once. I said, look, you've got to. I can't go through this relationship saying you've never cooked. So now I'm going through this relationship saying
he cooked once.
and he was like, oh, but you've got to stand by me and help me. And I went, well, I might not be fucking doing it myself. Because his thing is, I can't cook. I'm not a good cook. Mm. And I say, neither am I, but I can read.
Yes.
So I can follow a recipe and have a go. Mm. And all I ask is that sometimes you also have a go. So he did spag bol.
Okay.
But the thing with me is I just throw stuff in. I'm a bit of a,
that's definitely
a teaspoon.
Yeah.
His brain works where it has to be to the letter of the law. So if it says one teaspoon, he's leveling it off. I mean, it takes fucking hours to do stuff.
It sounds so familiar.
Yeah. And so then he puts it, but it was better. His spag bol was better than I've ever done it.
Oh.
It was letter of the law. It was better than I've ever done
it. Does he use, in that one time that he did cook, did he use all of the pans as well? Because I find that on the odd occasion my boyfriend cooks, it is like a hurricane has gone through the kitchen.
It was a well-used utensil kitchen at the time. Yeah, it was definitely. But it was better than I did. Because
bold.
He stuck to the letter of the law. I get a bit bored sometimes. Just and go, oh, that'll fucking do.
Yeah.
Hence, I can't cook very well. And he did it, and it was better.
Okay.
So, but even if it wasn't better, I would have...
At least tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have eaten it. I know what... If you don't cook and you actually then decide to for somebody, I think that's more of a present. Just the fact you're willing to do it is a gift.
But I wonder what it must have looked like for her to have been like, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, did it look that bad?
I would like a picture.
Yeah.
I would like... Because how bad can pasta go? I mean, it can... If you overcook pasta too much...
Yeah, but
it's
that's the
horrible.
Pasta. But then you can make up for it with the sauce and the cheese and the garlic bread or whatever else.
Yeah, yeah.
And the chocolate pudding.
God, grate some fucking cheese on something. I'll have it.
Oh, God, that makes everything better.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
So I've got to say, I think I'm on his side.
Yeah, I think I would agree.
Paul, we're on the man's side.
He is, obviously, because he's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as the someone who, you know, is the recipient of dinner, when my wife gets it wrong on occasion, then it's a real problem. And, you know, you've got to be firm and let them know, because otherwise how would they learn? And I know she appreciates it when I do that.
You are literally really? Preaching to the wrong audience here, 100%.
Yeah. I'm on his side.
Yeah.
I'm on his
side.
Yeah,
on this one time, I will agree with a man.
Yeah, if Matt ever bought me dessert, if you're listening, and he's not, I would accept it. Because eating out of politeness is
it's
one
your
of my things.
Yeah, it's your downfall.
Yes,
we know that.
Absolutely right. Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast per week. 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. For just £3 a month, you can get access to our whole library of extra portions. You can get your weight loss certificates there, your free stickers, and be in the draw for £100 every single month. You just need to go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for the secret world of slimming clubs on the Patreon app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, finally, scientists are telling us something that we want to hear. Okay, it's possible to be fat but fit.
Interesting. Don't know if I want to hear that, but carry on.
Okay, so research is showing that you can fall into the obese category when measuring your BMI but still be healthy. Now, this is a lot of people have mentioned this over the years, haven't they? That the BMI is backwards.
Pointless.
It doesn't count for anything because you can be a muscle head and still be classed as obese.
Okay, fine, yeah.
So, a quarter of women aged between 40 and 50 who are obese, according to their BMI, are metabolically healthy.
So, it's saying they're obese.
Yep, due to the BMI.
BMI-wise.
But they're actually really fit.
They're inside, fit.
So, they might not be losing weight on the scales.
Yes.
So they might be gaining weight on the scales. But the insides of them, doing wonders.
And I, as an older woman, do have to think about things like that too, but not a lot.
Okay.
I do want to be healthy inside and fit, because I am at that age where you feel shit now. Like, there's a lot of aching, there's a lot of crap because I don't move much. And so I do want to be, but I, and it's wrong and I don't endorse this, that number on those scales makes me happier.
I know, and that's...
It's horrible.
Yeah, but that's
like
society. I think it's been drilled into us that that is, you know, you're judged on... You judge yourself.
Yes, you judge yourself.
On a number on the scale, and
can
it actually means
both?
Nothing.
Do you think it's possible? Not
well,
sure.
Well, I suppose it depends... Well, if you lose inches, I guess. I mean, you can still gain weight, but losing inches, we always say that, don't we? So it means that despite what it says on the scales, you don't have problems with your heart, blood sugar or cholesterol. So there you go, Jo. That's what we were just saying.
I went to the doctor's once and she looked me up and down. I carry it, I think, better because I'm taller. So I do get away with a bit, I think. And she looked me up and down because she measured my weight and she was my waist, sorry. She measured my waist and she was taken aback because I looked at what it said and on her chart on the wall, there was a code red situation happening. And she just said to me, ah, but you don't look it. And I was like, whoa, no, what the fuck's that chart for then? Like,
it's like hundreds of years old, isn't it? It's like really outdated now, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's what she was going on. But she said, ah, you're fine. You don't look it. You're fine. And I thought, oh, I think I need a week in hospital for you to check me over. That's how much I was looking at the, it was in the red zone, like I was code red. I didn't think I was going to come out there alive. I'm not going
to
lie.
Obviously, obesity is still linked to bad health. But if you're getting regular exercise, it's said that you're better being fat but fit than slim but slack.
Here's what I want. I want to be slim but slack and then I'll get healthier. Is that the wrong thing to say, Paul?
Well, I mean, if we think this is a good idea, it does mean the last 4 years of this podcast has been somewhat of a waste of everyone's
time.
Sure,
I feel like that anyway. But...
okay, yeah. Me too.
I do want slim... Being a size 12 is important to me. Okay. I want to get to it.
Well,
I do want to get to it.
A prime example is when I did my 10K.
Yes.
So I was still overweight. I mean, I was still big, but I managed to do a 10K without stopping.
Yeah, like, so you were fitter. So your heart was fitter.
I was 100% fitter.
Lungs were fitter.
Yeah, but I was, the scales were going up. I was still big or bigger.
Oh, it's confusing my brain.
But I was fit.
This is my least favourite episode we've ever done.
But isn't it even possible, though, if you're going to the gym, you could lose size, like dress size or what have you, but the weight is still not going down. And surely if you're getting fitter, your dress size is going down. Yeah. That's two of the three things. It's just you're not getting that number on the scales.
Paul,
can you live with that, Jo?
I can barely hear what you're saying. What I can hear is I've been to the gym 9 times this year.
Wow.
And one was to the loo. So we're not, as we know, we're not quite there yet. But next year, Jesus, it's going to be good.
Wow.
I'm not running a marathon because that's boring. Let us know what you think about this, though, because it's a real grey area, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great
I think we'll get a lot of comments on this one.
Yeah, we will. And we'll forward them all to Paul. He can sort that out. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality, your slimming angel and your slimming devil. This week, it's Sam.
Hi, my name is Sam. And when I'm a slimming angel, each night before I go into the office, I prepare food for the next day. So I'll weigh my muesli, get my frozen berries out of the freezer, prepare a salad. I'll then pop them all into a little bag and keep them in the fridge so I can easily grab it in the morning. After work, I'll head for the gym to either go to a spin or a HIIT class. And when I get home, I'll pop some batch cooking or a Slimming World meal into the microwave so that it's ready for when I get out of the shower. And then I can start the process again.
Easy.
But when I'm a slimming devil, on the way into work, I'll swing by Mackey's and grab a double sausage and egg McMuffin meal with a Coke. At lunch, I'll head to Morrison's and go to the salad bar. Not where I'll get a salad, but instead, I'll grab a load of pasta and potato salad. To get a meal deal, a Pepsi Max and a packet of crisps. And after work, I'll sack off the gym, crack open a bottle of wine, which I'll consume all of it, and order a takeaway, usually a burger from my favourite place in Nottingham, Berg's Burgers.
Shout out.
I've heard good things about Berg's.
Berg's Burgers is up the road from me.
Is it?
I think Sam lives very close to me. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So she's probably seen you in there going, do you do gluten-free?
No, I have to, guys, just a quick tip. You order your burger from Berg's, but if you buy gluten-free buns separately and then you can transfer them, you will need to order extra sauce because some doesn't transfer.
Paul, we don't care. Okay, stop. No, not care.
I do want to shout out Morrison's Salad Bar.
Yeah, well, I thought she was going, I thought, oh, okay, she's having a salad, but no, she's having the naughty end of the salad.
Morrison's Salad Bar for me is the best salad bar since Pizza Hut.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. And their salad bar, I used to get potato salad and then I would all over the potato salad put those little bacon bits.
Oh, yeah.
That was my Pizza Hut salad days.
Oh, I remember being like cramming it in and like squashing the lid down.
The problem with the Morrison's salad bar is you think you're being healthy, but all the stuff you're choosing is absolutely laced with mayo. It's all good stuff. I'm not dissing it. It's all good stuff. But calorie-wise and sin-wise, if you're on Slimming World, or points-wise on Weight Watchers, not so good.
I used to get, like, the salad bits. So we're talking the lettuce, the peppers, the onions, like, all of that good stuff. But then I'd go via the hot chicken.
Oh,
and then get
nice.
Chicken to go on top of it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's not too bad.
Lovely, but I don't think that chicken would have been, like, low-sinned or caloried or whatever.
Ah, it'd be fine.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I do miss Morrison's salad. I used to have one a couple of times a week.
I haven't had one for ages.
Yeah.
Because the pasta there and that stuff like that is just too tempting. And that's not the good bit. It's the pieces of lettuce and the cucumber that we should be checking out. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, thank you. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials. At Secret Slim Pod is where you need to be. And everyone who we feature on the podcast will receive a Slimming Angel sticker. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back with our full episode on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and another Fun Size podcast next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.